102.5 KZOK, a classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Well, fans won't be able to see the Mariners play postseason baseball the way you think, but for the first time ever, you'll be able to watch playoffs at T-Mobile Park. They will be showing the game on the big screen.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So everyone can pack on in there just like it's a game, only you'll be watching it on the big screen instead of them on the field because they will be in Toronto.
All right, I like it.
So you can attend watch parties for $10, $5 for season ticket holders, and a portion of proceeds will benefit the Mariners Care Foundation. And playoffs do get underway on Friday. As I said, Mariners heading up to Toronto. Time is still TBD. One city in King County was ranked number 3 among the best cities to live in the country.
Wow, that's pretty great.
That is according to Money Magazine, a new report from them. And they said it is Kirkland.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
They said they looked at quality of life, diversity, where the best future lies. And it turns out people in Kirkland they make good money. They don't pay too much in rent. Medium home sales are quite high, meaning everyone else is making a whole lot of money as well.
Right.
Also making the cut, let's see, Tempe, Arizona, and Atlanta.
That's weird. I wouldn't not have guessed that.
I have never spent time in Atlanta. I don't know what it's like there.
I have spent some time in Tempe.
I've been to Tempe, but I don't even
think... A lot of drunk sports fans in Tempe.
Yeah, yeah. Atlanta, I know, is supposed to be hot, and they have good peaches.
That's what I've heard.
Well, Elon Musk made a surprise announcement yesterday. Looks like he is back to buying Twitter.
So weird. That was such a big fight for him just to go, you know what? All right, I'll buy it. Casually giving up $44 billion.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not his money. It is investors along with himself. But yeah, I think some speculation is that he knew that this court case wasn't going to go his way.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, because all the thing with bots and stuff, that sounded reasonable to me.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. He's going to buy it now. And
yep.
Well, nothing like seeing duct tape on the wing of an airplane to lose confidence in your flight.
Yeah, that would do it.
A photo has gone viral showing a wing of an airplane, a Boeing 787-9, and they said these planes are notorious for peeling paint. And they said they looked out the window, and there's a whole bunch of duct tape. People freaked out.
I'd freak out. Wouldn't you freak out?
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Now, according to the airlines, they said it was not duct tape. It was speed tape, which is stronger.
Stronger than duct tape? My goodness.
Who knew that was possible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost revealed that the decommissioned Staten Island ferry he purchased with Pete Davidson will be named Titanic 2.
Oh, that's clever. Name a boat after a notorious boat sinking.
He said, well, this is why idiots should not be allowed to do things. Pete and I bought this boat, and we're like, well, what should we do? We need to name it. And he said, how about Titanic 2? And they laughed, and it stuck.
I'm surprised. What's his last name? Is Jost?
J-O-S-T.
Yeah, I'm surprised he has that kind of money, to be honest with you.
They bought it together for $280,000.
Oh, I'm not that surprised. He was on the show for years. I thought it was millions of dollars.
Nope. And Pete Davidson, you're going to be seeing more of him because the Taco Bell commercials that he's starring in have already started. And basically, he's apologizing for their breakfast.
What?
He said Taco Bell went a little bit crazy for its breakfast. They said now it's back to business as usual, all about comfort food and simple good eggs.
Do you like Pete Davidson?
I find something very intriguing about him.
Me too. I didn't like him at first, but yeah, I'm with you. Exactly. Great interpretation. Something very intriguing about that guy.
Edie Falco gave an interview yesterday. She stars with him in his latest movie, and she said, I get why he gets all these women who seemingly are out of his league. You fall in love with him the second you meet him. He has a great personality. He's very endearing. He's very sweet. Like, she just went over the top about what a good dude he is.
That's weird. I would not have expected that.
Well, from Taco Bell to Sonic.
Okay.
I know you love getting your Sonic on, Danny.
I love me some Sonic. Our boss gave me gift certificates to that place, and I go there a lot, and it's awesome.
Well, now your pet can get involved.
Really?
Sonic is releasing a pet line that includes costumes, hats, and toys. So if you wanted to dress your dog or your cat like a Sonic hot dog, you can.
That sounds kind of cool, to be honest with you.
Just in time for Halloween. I'd love to see your cats dressed up in this.
So would I. I don't know if they'd stand for it, but I'd like it.
The story of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer has become a huge hit for Netflix. Its second week, Dahmer has been viewed more than 300 million hours.
What? I had no idea.
There's a lot of controversy around this.
Yeah, there is. I was just reading something about it this morning.
Yeah, I mean, the families of his victims are not thrilled about it. It's being almost romanticized. And they said this guy was a serial killer.
And he ate people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you romanticize that. Does one guy taste better than the other guy?
Well, the guy who is starring in this is a really gifted actor. But the subject matter is just so awful.
Yeah, I mean, he's done... Believe it, he actually did stuff worse than killing people and eating them. Did stuff worse than that. I won't go into detail because it's gory, but he did some weird stuff.
Yikes. Well, it's not stopping people from watching it, that's for sure.
No, I might watch it. I don't know.
Well, in a very bizarre incident, a gang of six women dressed in neon green bodysuits were caught on video robbing women on a subway.
Why would you wear a green suit that everybody can identify?
Because it covered up who they were. You can't say, oh, yeah, it was a woman with brown hair and blue eyes and blah, blah, blah.
Right, but they still have to get away from the scene of the crime. Oh, look over there. It's green people. Yeah. That's probably them.
Well, they're gone, Danny.
Gone?
They got away with it.
Wow.
Credit cards.
I was almost going to say good for them.
Credit cards, cell phones, personal items, and these women attacked other women and robbed them all while wearing neon green bodysuits.
Okay.
It's a little bit crazy looking.
It is.
Well, Fat Bear Week is back.
I'm sorry?
Fat Bear Week. This is the...
What's Fat Bear Week?
Annual celebration of portly bears. This is up in Alaska.
Yeah.
This is a bracket-based competition that sees 12 bears go head-to-head, and one will be crowned the internet's favorite.
That's so funny.
Chunk was one of the big winners, and Fat Bear Week lets you follow... You know, them as they come out or go into hibernation. And
it's like Shark Week, except with bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can follow the fat bears and pick a bracket and see it all at KZOK.com.
Beautiful.
News is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Well, coming up, Danny Bonaducci, it's just, there's never a quiet day with you, is there?
No, there is not.
Danny got himself into all sorts of trouble yesterday, and I cannot wait to hear what you're going to tell us about it. We'll hear after Rush on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci, who is a radio talk show host for KZOK in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Leave it to Danny to reinvent himself once again.
Who do you love today?
Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci!
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Well, I am going to the big house. So it's happened. I'm going to my mom's memorial this weekend in Philadelphia. We're going to spread some ashes, which seems super weird. But anyway, we're going to do that. And instead of going to hotels, my sister rented a big house. We're all going to stay in it together.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't seem well thought out. I have never seen, although I haven't been around in a while, all the Bonaduccis in one place where something horrible didn't happen, going all the way to violence. And I'm telling you, I know I'm old and horrible, but they're way older and horrible than me. So if violence breaks out, there's a very good chance I'm going to win.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station, the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with music and entertainment news.
A letter signed by John Lennon before his murder is now up for grabs.
Okay.
A typed letter, believed to be the last legal document with his autograph, is going up for auction today. $50,000 is what they're expecting.
Really? I thought it'd be way more than that.
Well, I guess I don't know what the letter is, but just because it's
And it's
the
not
last.
Handwritten, it's typed.
It was signed by him.
Right, but I mean the whole letter, mm-hmm. you know, you'd think, okay, here's a letter from John Lennon, it would be a whole letter, but typed is not as good, but it is signed.
50 grand.
50 G's.
Oh, I forgot to look and see if I won the lottery last night. Maybe I'll buy it for Amy.
Oh, well, I didn't, that's for sure.
Because you didn't buy a ticket?
Right.
Pearl Jam, R.E.M., and other big names have signed on to take part in a benefit album raising money for abortion rights. The all compilation right. is titled Good Music to Ensure Safe Abortion Access to All.
That's a very long title.
Death Cab for Cutie, Fleet Foxes, Tenacious D, David Byrne, Devo. Porch is the song that will be contributed by Pearl Jam. And they said this will be going on sale, starting at midnight on Friday.
All right.
Proceeds will benefit organizations that facilitate abortion access. Depeche Mode have announced a new album. Members
really?
Dave Gahan, Martin Gore shared this announcement. The 15th album from Depeche Mode will be called Memento Mori. And they said the translation there is, remember that you must die.
Yikes!
Yeah. And this is their first album since the passing of co-founder Andy Fletcher.
Okay, I'm really curious because I like you, those guys.
Mm-hmm. A star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Thank you very much. It's about time, but I forgive you.
Well, unless your name has been changed to Cass Elliot, it is not you.
All right, I got to tell you, I will forgive her. Cass Elliot was great.
Well, sadly, she died at the age of 32 in 1974. Of course, the mamas and the papas. She was honored posthumously with the 2,735th star.
Wow.
Michelle Phillips was there, musician Stephen Stills, her daughter, you know, a bunch of people there.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. All right, well, coming up, if you missed Rick Jones hanging out with us earlier, Rick Jones, he took some great calls today.
Yeah, there was a big spag today, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear a little piece of that after Tom Petty on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
Like funny, entertaining, easygoing.
On 102.5 KZOK.
Rick Jones was in for a special divorce edition of Life Coach, and he took a question from Laura in Tacoma.
I've been married for 13 years, and I love my husband. I don't really want to get a divorce, but he's horrible with money, and he keeps taking out credit cards and loans and loan after loan, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and he's just gonna just absolutely destroy our credit eventually, or if anything happens to me, he's gonna leave me bankrupt. And I just want to know if there's anything I can do to get him to stop extending credit. He keeps saying, well, it's in my name, and I'm like, but we're married, so it's still my obligation. And he's like, no, it's mine.
Sure. What does she do, Rick?
Well, and obviously that tune might change if all of a sudden the two of you were divorcing and it becomes about dividing up debt, not mm-hmm. just assets. But you do have some options. Certainly one is divorce because marriage is a legal relationship. Basically, think of it this way, which is two people that have gotten married have formed a partnership. You are financial partners going forward. So you take the good, but you also take the bad. And that's the boat that you're in right now. There is something short of calling it a divorce, so more of a moral statement on your part, which is you can seek what's called a legal separation. And what that means is you still go through the same process, you still divide up assets and liabilities, and you still address any custody issues that you may or may not have. But at that point, you now are separate legal entities, and anything he does in the future is not going to scar you.
That's Rick Jones from Goldberg Jones. He's in the first Wednesday of every month to do a special divorce edition of Life Coach. But no matter what your problem is, you can always reach out to Danny Bonaduce. The email is lifecoach@kzok.com. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Our social media question of the day. We know there are so many things that make our lives easier, but we're asking, what's a product that you just could not live without? And you guys can answer on social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Seeing some good ones on Instagram. Kelly, who listens on the free iHeartRadio app, said Amazon Alexa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer, Kelly. Man, I ask her what the weather is.
Oh, I do that all the time. I sometimes ask what time it is, but I do not have Alexa. I still have Google.
Yeah, I have both.
Is that good? Does that help you a lot to have two?
Yeah, because I have them in different parts of the house.
All right, I'm going to do that, I think.
Floyd says weed. That's what he couldn't live without. Waldo, what are you seeing on social?
So Jason on Twitter and then Angela and Everett on Instagram both say coffee makers, but Angela says coffee makers. Yes, I said that right. We have two in our room, and yes, I do mean in our bedroom.
Wow.
That's dedication.
Yeah, it is.
All right, what's the product you just couldn't live without? You can answer the social media question now. And remember, you can also use the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app. Sends a voice message right here to the KZOK studios.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with sports.
That's right. Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA.
1-800-DUI-OA.
We are playing Mariners KZOK music trivia, our final trivia of the season, because this is the final regular season home game.
Right. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So we've got a day game today. And if you can identify the song and the artist, you could win tickets. Let's hear today's song, Waldo.
I felt so good, like anything was possible.
800-252-1025. Do you think you can identify this song? We need to know the song title and the artist. First person at 800-252-1025 who can identify it will win tickets to today's Mariners game.
Wow.
Super exciting. Today wraps up the season, and then postseason gets underway in Toronto. So we still are waiting on a time, but what we do know is you'll be able for the first time ever to go to T-Mobile Park and watch with all the other Mariners fans.
Very, very cool.
So Friday and Saturday, Sunday if necessary, fans can attend the watch party at T-Mobile Park for $10, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Mariners Care Foundation. Our friend Greg Green from the Mariners was just up like a regular game, but we'll be watching on the big screen.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And let's see, what else is happening in the world of sports? We've got Thursday night football tomorrow, Colts at Broncos, 5:15, and the Hawks Sunday against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans with a 10 a.m. start time.
All right, I have $5 on that game.
Well, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Waldo, let's hear today's Mariners KZOK music trivia song again.
I felt so good, like anything was possible.
Congratulations to Robert in Lake Stevens. He knew it was Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. And so, Robert, you're going to the ballpark today to cheer on the Seattle Mariners' final home game of the season.
Super cool way of going about this.
Of the regular season, because we will be back. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA. Up next is Danny Bonaducci's take. Danny's got an opinion on the royal family. You're going to hear
yes,
about
I
it.
Yes, I do.
You'll hear it after Black Sabbath on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on the royal family. You know, the royal family has been in the news a lot since the queen has died, sadly enough. Prince Harry and Prince William are all fighting, and then there's the Queen of Denmark stripping her kids of royal titles. But here's the thing, and this is my take on royal family. There's only one real queen.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
And that's Dairy Queen, and that's my take.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Tomorrow's show shaping up to be super fun. We've got Danny Bonaducci, life coach, and can't forget about tickets to see the legendary Elton John.
Oh, that is awesome. Plus, Allie is up next to get your classic rock and roll a-going. So we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Our player, Andrew.